This is part one of this podcast. What's happening, people? Thank you for listening to the Three Shots Tequila podcast. We hope you enjoy the episode. If you are on Spotify, leave comments, partake in our polls, and tell a friend to tell a friend. If you're also listening on Apple Podcasts or Amazon Music, we appreciate you also. Keep streaming. Just so everyone knows, this podcast drops every Friday. The YouTube drops every Tuesday. With that being said, follow us on the socials and enjoy the episode. Is it recording?
Yeah.
No, I'm blessed.
Oh, yeah, we'll just cut it out.
Because this will get out something.
You know what it looks like? You know, you're like, woo, jokes, in it? Just fucking with you. I'm just fucking with you, right? Oh, listen, we got bear jokes, in it? I know you're listening, babes. I love you. I love you.
Well, this is his bag, and he was ready to talk, bro.
Well, it's facts, though.
He loves a UK rap, you know.
It's facts. It's even comes to the jail thing, it was finished, bro. Everyone's in jail. It's over, man.
Are you interview guys in jail? How does that work, by the way?
Bro, I don't know, man. I just make it happen still, but...
Who'd what was that?
Probably the girls from before.
But you're not interviewing, like, small people, bro. Like, you're interviewing, like, people's favourite rappers now.
Yeah. Now, I got a big jail interview loading soon, so I had to pre-record. I couldn't do that one live, though, but I pre-recorded a big one. But, yeah, with the jail interviews, I just clocked to myself the raw. If man can do, like Instagram lives in jail, if man can do all the things they're doing in jail, surely that is a way I can interview them. So I just found a method, and I made it work still.
And they're not getting in trouble for it?
I don't know if they're getting in trouble. That's not my business.
No, but have you got trouble?
I ain't got in trouble. By who? My mom?
No, I'm just saying, in general.
You think about affiliation?
No, just in general. Like, you're talking to man in jail, bro. They're in their cell.
No, but obviously,
and he's on live with them.
But obviously, man.
Chatting.
But why would he get in trouble?
So, like,
because he's doing it.
But I'm not on radio, though. If I was on radio or something.
No, wait. Are you doing it on Instagram Live?
And Twitch. I do it on Twitch. Live on Twitch. You know what Twitch is?
You know, yeah. Can they stream via their phones?
Huh?
Can they stream via their phone on Twitch?
Nah, obviously there's an app.
Yeah. You know what Twitch is?
I had to make sure. When I said Twitch,
how old is man?
The word Twitch, he looked confused.
No,
I had to make sure.
No, I was confused. I didn't think that was how you were doing it.
Nah, it's Twitch,
but how
Twitch,
do they log in? Is what I'm asking.
Nah, obviously the actual interview doesn't take place on Twitch. I just stream it to Twitch. There's an app. I do the interview, but I'm streaming live for Twitch.
Okay.
So like if you're all FaceTiming a man, but you're on the pod, you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Oh, what's man could do the pod on Twitch? Yeah.
Yeah, literally. If you have the right, all you got to do is download a few apps so you can like do this live on Twitch, bro.
Mental.
It's mad still.
We could have done that on thing, though.
What?
YouTube as well.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I know, but...
I was just saying,
yeah, but YouTube is easier, bro. Yeah. All right, what's happening, people? Welcome to another episode of the Three Shots of Tequila podcast. Myself, Marvin Abbey, you also got in the studio?
Mr. Exposed.
And Taser Black.
We've got a very, very special guest, one of the next up. Young Gunner and that, you get me?
Come on, man.
Young Saka.
Man, I said Saka. I don't know if it's a Saka team. Is that a Saka team?
No, not Saka. What, Bellingham?
Yeah, I like Bellingham.
Put your hand out your trousers. What are you doing, man?
Why are you even looking down there, bro?
You're all grown men. You're moving like a little boy, bro. Fix the street, man.
You're doing
the uncle thing. I feel like I should have prostrated when I came in.
You know what?
Put your hand back there. Pause.
Why do you want it back there? Why do you want it back there? That's crazy.
What?
Hey, yo.
You look even
matching.
Right, you look even matching tracksuits as well. What's going on? Yeah, bruv.
Oh,
it's not even matching. It's not even the same color.
A lie.
Young Texan, dad.
Same
shoes as well. Yeah.
Oh. Not the same color again. You're wearing the same trainers.
I was going to say, with Billy, yeah, he's one of the waviest people ever, yeah?
Come on, G.
I have never, ever seen anyone review his own interview straight after he's done the interview while still wearing the same clothes. You know how wavy?
I remember.
They were the same fit. That's what I was like,
Cole. Hey, he's looking at you like, I didn't even know I was wearing it. But I swear.
Nah, but that's why I love Twitch, though, because you see when content is live, bro, just way more organic. Bro, you know what I'm trying to say?
Is that what you're topless?
What's going on?
on?
You know, nah, I feel like you might have focused on the wrong thing.
Yeah, some of his streams, he's topless. I'm like, brother, put a top on,
bro. His yard.
Yeah, exactly. So? In my yard. Well, you ain't been topless in your yard before.
No, but you're streaming to like millions of people.
Nah, but I swear I've seen you on Instagram live topless before. Yeah,
no, not live. I posted a story.
He loves the topless.
What's the difference then?
He loves the topless.
What's the difference? He's chilling in your yard. I've been to your yard. It's cold, bro.
What's the difference? That was not my yard.
Not my yard, bro.
Wait, so what's the difference between posting a story topless and doing a stream topless?
You're sitting there for 3 hours, bro.
Nah, man. But is that exactly? So as long as I gotta be comfortable, bro.
So just comfortable naked, basically.
I wasn't naked, didn't I? I was topless.
You eat pork? You eat pork?
Stuff. I'm Muslim, bro. Come on, man. But I was gonna say, but at the end of the day, bro, realistically, we're not even meant to have clothes on anyway.
Naked to...
Brother, I don't understand what's going on.
I'm not holding some. I'm looking at Chinese and I saw pork.
Yeah, no,
but
we're not.
Did you gaggle?
No.
Oh, so you're proper good.
I don't know if I'm proper good in it,
No, I'm not talking about you or Muslims or whatever, but I find it interesting when people do this whole mad thing where like,
yeah,
poop, man, don't eat poop.
I lie, but then they're but drinking and the sugar every week.
Bitches, though. Like, what? What's going
on? You saw the post I put up the other day where man said they don't eat pork, but they beat women. I'm like, come on.
What the fuck?
What? You always got to take it, Keith, man.
What the post the other day, bro?
I hear him, though. What's your priorities, bro?
No, but that's not even the same, bro.
What do you mean it's not the same thing?
No, because...
So wait, what's your reason for not eating pork?
No.
Bro, my thing is this. Oh, it's this guy.
No. My thing is this, yeah. Most normal people...
Yeah?
Don't hit people, yeah?
Yeah.
Whereas most people have sex before marriage. Most people drink alcohol, so that's something that we can all associate with.
Yeah, obviously, but it's like if your reason, but it's like certain man's reason for not eating pork might be on like a, I don't know, like a like trying to be a good person kind of thing. But then you're doing that, and then you're beating your wife at the same time.
No, but that's a sicko. That we're not talking about.
Yeah,
that.
Of course.
Why are you sicko?
That's a unanimous sicko.
But I'm just saying, like, obviously, if you beat woman, full stop, you're sicko.
Exactly.
If you beat a woman and then you don't eat pork, it's like, what the fuck?
No, but the thing is, you don't have, that's like, that, you don't have to say any, that's like a man who drives his car on the curb. You don't have to identify this as being madness. We know it's madness.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
We're talking about a man that maybe in his car and he's driving with his legs and he's got hands there. That's like something like, what are you doing, bro? You could use your hands. So I'm saying, with what Keith said, is like, it's an extreme, bro.
Yeah, it's extreme.
It's
bro.
Mad extreme.
Sometimes you have to go to the extremes, though.
You speaking of streams, and what you said is extreme. I was looking at who are those guys, man? You know, Kai Cenat and his brethren. So they were sitting there and they were having a conversation. And as his brethren was starting the conversation, yeah, you might say what I'm saying as well. So man said, have you ever hit your mom before? And they were like, what?
No, like, but I feel like them man do that on purpose, though. Them man know that, like, what they say is going to go viral. So they just say the maddest things.
But you don't, think that's a valid question, though?
No, nigga, what you mean?
I'm just asking,
It depends who you're around, though.
Yeah, that's true.
There's some groups of people where you could ask that question.
But then again, it also depends who you're asking, because a lot of African parents will claim that they've been hit when they really haven't.
Bro, you raised your hand. You blocked
the man. No, I know what they mean.
There's bare African moms that feel like, bro, literally, if you just put your hands a bit too high, they're going to act like
if someone asked them, have you been hit before? They're not going
to
say yes.
They might do. If they're phoning back to Nigeria,
bro, and
they're speaking to Thingy.
He tried to kill me.
You know Thomas Chadwick hit me in the living room.
He's telling you had a belt and a slip in either hand, but I'm the one that tried to kill you. Say no more, man.
And I think with the guy, that's what he was saying as well. So he was like, it was a situation where his mom was hitting him or whatever, and he's blocked or whatever. And he's like, hey, bro, she started making the calls to the family.
Well,
like,
cool,
he's
enough.
Trying to kill me. Like, what? But it escalates. But yeah, like I said, some questions or some things that said are wild, but some stuff is real.
When was the first time you blocked a punch from your parents?
A punch?
I'll be honest.
No, but you know how things were in his yard, bro. They were using bags of rice.
Yeah, I never got punched. Punch is insane, bro. I'll be honest with you, but I never blocked it still. I just took it like a bitch, bro. But like, my man might like...
You can't take like
I might like bob and weave a little bit, like do a bit of like head moving. I've never put my hands up, though.
Bob and weave?
A young Mayweather.
You don't know what bob and weave is?
No, I know. I'm saying to who?
My mum, isn't
it? Right, you're bobbing and weaving.
Yeah. I might like try and make
your mama sparring in the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes that's a disrespect as well, though.
Yeah, nah, I might try and make it difficult. I'm not going to make it easy for her, but at the same time, hands up is too far. If you put hands up, you might as well just fuck her up. I'll be honest with you. Once you put your hands up, bro,
Marvin,
it's actually a fact.
You're saying
you
basically,
run in the yard.
Yeah. Bro, you put your hands up, Marvin, your mom's like,
you know what I mean?
What? You know, that's bro, to her, you punched her. To her, bro, you may as well have slapped her because that's the same thing.
Well, you man never got like got chased around the yard, like just ran, start running.
Never.
I kinda, when I was young, I used to run, bro. I used to, the doors are locked, but I'm just running.
I ran a couple of times, but it just made it worse whenever I bumped my dad.
Yeah, because when she actually catches you,
but now
where
are
like,
you running to?
Exactly.
My room.
I was young.
Close the door.
That, there's no lock on the door, bro.
So I'm behind the door.
Well, you should do that. Nah, I've never done that.
You're not strong enough.
Yeah.
It's my mum I'm ducking. I can't duck my dad. My, yeah, my dad says, bend down now, big bad.
No, but what age? No,
so what did I do?
You barricaded the door.
Sometimes you
nah, you was
say, mum,
your mum was still stronger than you to a certain age.
Yeah, and that's the age. I just asked that question.
So what age
when was the age when you were like, yo, love it, mum, chill. Stop doing this. It's not hurting no more.
No, but I'm not even, I just think this came to a point, my mum just stopped doing it.
No, my mum was still doing it.
Mum just stopped doing it. I think it got to the age, and also, I didn't really do anything like that.
Yeah, but.
Like
you're not the oldest one, are you?
Nah, the behavior.
What was that?
I don't know. You still like a light or something?
Yeah.
My behavior.
You was a good boy.
No, I wasn't a good boy, but my behavior didn't warrant you doing that.
Do you know what's mad? Like, we say you're a good boy is not a part. I remember back in the day.
It feels like a diss, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, like, good you is worse though. Good you is worse. If you tell a man you're a good you, that's
you know. I went on a podcast the other day, yeah, and we were talking about basically the brother was saying. Shout them out, SB Life. It's six dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, when they sent me the message, I thought it said six dads, but they said, we're going to talk about fatherhood. So I thought I was doing a good thing. Let me go sit down with some dads.
Yeah.
But not one parent topic came up. Right? So I went back and read the message. I was like, oh. But anyway, it was a cool podcast anyway. Check it out. It's on their YouTube. But something came up, yeah. So if your boy, like, for example, your dog you came with, yeah. If his girl is looking mad in a club, could you address her? Or are you addressing him?
What do you mean by what do you mean I looking
so,
at?
So yeah, so these are the examples. So the first example was dry lips.
Oh, now that's not my business though.
But you've seen it.
Okay, but number one, if my brethren comes to me and says, yo, your girl had dry lips in the club, why are you even looking at her lips in the first place?
So that's how you
take it? Brother, why are you looking at that?
If I came to you and said, your girl had dry lips in the club, where are we doing here?
No,
you're looking at me. You're a dickhead, man.
Why are you looking there?
No, but the reason why I'd say you're a dickhead is because I'd say, why didn't you just tell her?
No,
why are you telling me?
I don't know her like that.
No, but that's what I was basically getting at. I'm saying the people that I know like that, I could say. So that's what came to mind.
Could you really?
100%.
So one of your brethren's girls, you could be like, right, lips are dry. And her lips are really dry.
Yeah, and I'm offering her a lip balm. Like, is everything okay?
If you're naturally talking, kind of, and it's like, yeah, what's going on? How you been? Whatever. Cool.
I'd pull her to the side.
Are you lips a bit dry? Do you want some thingy? But the way you've made it sound is like.
I didn't make it sound anything.
With your brethren's girl, though?
You tell me.
I'm asking you, like, you said you got.
I wouldn't do it to a random Don's girl.
No, but that's
how I was taking the question. But and one of the guys on the pod was not hearing me.
And you got lip gloss.
That's not the point. My thing is, I've looked at it and it's dry. I'm telling her. It's like me knowing. You know when a man's breath stinks, you're like, yo, big man, here's a mint.
Yeah, but you giving a mint doesn't always mean someone breath stinks.
So why they give you the mint, bro?
No, because sometimes I can have a bubble, I can have a chewing
gum.
Yeah,
you're sharing it.
I'm like, anyone want any? Doesn't mean
No, but what I'm saying is, did you do that because he thought your breath stank or did he just do it because he just offered?
I'll never know.
You never know.
No, I know, but that's your method of doing it.
It's not because I might not. I've done
it. Oh, so you just offering her lip balm without saying your lips are dry. Oh,
but he was taking it as a disrespect. Like, you're going to go up to my girl and offer a lip balm and say lips are dry.
Then you've got to do it. You've got to offer everyone a lip balm.
No, but I'm saying,
when do you offer people lip balm?
But wait, hold on. I'm saying I can do that with certain girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I said that's what I was trying to say.
What are you saying?
The real thing for me is that you man passed a little stick around.
No one ever said that.
Bro, you're not putting no fingers in there.
No one said that.
And you know, the funny thing is that
I'm gonna prompt you to use your own
the Vaseline thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know how unhygienic that is?
Brother,
I don't use Vaseline, sorry.
No, I grew up doing that.
Whatever it is, yeah, brother.
I've grown out of it.
Brother, a man will open the tin. Number one, the tin looks like he's been playing penny up because money the tin up. Is just bare scratches on the tin.
Yeah,
yeah?
No pockets
you can't
tables.
Even see his Vaseline, bruv. You think, what is this? Do you open it, bro?
And you got to scrape.
You got
a
knuckle tick as well.
Yeah, but he hasn't been scraping with his knuckle.
No, but I'm not saying I share Vaseline.
When it's got and his surface is a bit uneven and that. Yeah, I hear it, but I can't still do it.
I'm not sharing him as Vaseline, innit? So that's not nothing to do with me.
You just said, your example was that you can offer her lip balm. When does anyone ever offer anybody lip balm?
Nah, that happens though.
No, people, people request it.
Yeah, but for example,
your lips are dry. And say, oh, but Biggie, let me get some of that. When do you ever say they don't want any Carmex? No one ever does that.
But the example was.
So it's gonna be weird. Yeah, no,
but
weird.
No, but it's like
I specified what the example.
But
was.
Are you okay with her knowing that you think her lips are dry?
But what's the issue with her lips being dry and you offering her lips?
It's not because deep. It's not your place. It is deep, though. It's deep for me.
So
it's
this,
deep, bro.
So this is the conversation that we were having on the pod, and I'm saying that the guys that came to mind, they would not care. If I went to them and said, "Yo, brother," you said, "Just tell her yourself, man."
I think it's not a diss.
I don't know. Maybe it's an age thing. I can't lie to me. You can't come to me and tell me, I saw your girl yesterday, your lips were dry.
Not yesterday. Why are you even telling me to keep them yourself, bro?
Wait, hold on. Let me just stop you there. I'm not going to phone, man, and say, by the way. It wasn't a phone call thing. I'm saying we're in the same vicinity. You're there, she's there, I'm here. I've seen it first. And she's looking mad.
Even if my girl stinks in the rave.
What?
You can't come up to me and tell me my girl stinks. Even if we're in the same vicinity.
What if you know?
Let her pong.
Let her pong.
If for me to.
But she's embarrassing you though. I'm going to let you know.
Nah, everyone knows she's my girl, bro.
Why do you think it's your place to let me know about
my
girl? I know the standard that you have.
The lipstick, I hear you. But if your girl's.
But wait. Hold on.
That's even worse, Keith. How are you going to tell a man his girl stinks? How do you even have that?
Wait, hold on.
How do you have that? You need to tell me that my girl stinks.
Why are you taking offense to it?
Why can you not smell that your girl stinks?
No, but Billy. No, but Billy, why are you taking offense to it? I'm telling you. When would I ever need to come and tell you that your girlfriend stinks?
All right, no, Bill. Let's do this.
So if I'm coming to tell you, there's obviously something wrong here. All
right, let's flip
it. And if you tell me,
tell me, Taser, it's cool, don't worry about it, I would never say it to you again.
Brother.
But I'm going to say it to you the first time.
Me personally, okay. Maybe you're a better man than me, bro. I don't have it in me to tell a man his girl stinks.
Let's flip it.
I don't have that in me.
Let's flip it. You smell. Can my girl come up to you and say, Taser, are you smell?
Yes.
Nah.
Different for girls.
I'd rate her if she's done that.
Girls can do that.
Because you were like, I girl things. Can my girl come up to you and say, Keith, smell a bit?
Yeah. I'd be happy about it.
Thank you.
But it's different for girls, though.
I believe in the dance.
Nah, but it's different, though. Girls can say things.
But why are you smelling frowsy, though?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
What are we going to do here? Am I going to shower in the back?
No, you're going to go home.
I'm not.
I'm here.
This is why you lot are sickos.
You must see why you lot are sickos. Get a face mask. This is why you lot are sickos. Cover your nose.
But he's lying. There's bare cheeks in the dance. You're embarrassing yourself. Don't embarrass me, bro.
There's going to be a girl that don't mind.
Don't embarrass me, bro. You stink, bro.
Go home.
You're not
going
to stay in the dance. You're not going to stay in the dance.
I know Marvin.
Just go ahead, bro. I'm not talking about you. I don't know you.
Marvin
is not staying in that dance. I don't know why he's fronting for the pod.
I hear him, I'm stubborn.
I'm not good. But for the mere fact, like, you've talked.
You're going to stay in the dance if bare girls are trying to talk to you.
But who are you telling stinks?
Okay,
let's look at it like this, Marvin.
My thing is this, yeah. Normally, I'm a man who can be like.
You won't be at a bad game. And I'm telling you, I'm your brethren.
Of example, you're missing the point.
No, I'm not missing the point.
You're missing the point.
How?
My brethren can tell me that.
Yeah, but what if it's that bad? My
girl said. A person associated to my brethren cannot tell me.
Okay, that's fine.
Just
okay.
Because you think
hold on.
Through someone.
Hold on.
Even the next dude.
He's missed my point again.
Even one of your brethren.
But you've missed my point again, though.
How?
Because I never said you're wrong. I said there's certain girlfriends I could do that to. That's all I said. It's not every single man's girlfriend. If you told me I couldn't do that to you, I'm not doing it to you. But there's certain man I can do it to.
How do you know you can do it to them?
Because of the friendship we have. It's not that deep, bro.
The worth it is,
you lot take it as an offence.
Have you ticked a box in your friendship thing that says, all right, if you stink,
but you're stubborn, though.
But what if you do it to a guy you think could do it to and it goes left?
I wouldn't do it to a guy I couldn't think I'd do it to. What kind of friendship are you having?
Well, you said there's guys you know you can do it to.
Bro, so I can't pull you to the side and say, yo, Billy, let's hear what I'm saying. Your girl's over there, her lips are looking mad. Go chat to her. You're going to take that as a disrespect. But your girl's over there looking mad.
I'm with Billy. I don't understand what's going on.
Cool, no problem.
So, the smell thing and
wait, even if that's the way you say it, though, that's even worse. Man, grab my wrist.
That's what happened on the pod.
No.
That's what happened on the pod as well. So what I've done was I tapped the youth like this. He said, there's no way I'm listening to what you have to say to
him. Tap me like this, bro.
Yeah, yeah. He said, the double tap.
Like you're trying to take me to the shop or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what he said as well. I remember, I don't know these men. So I'm like, oh, shit. They were getting angry, bro. I said, what? Are you not really mad about the double tap?
Nah, that's
like,
crazy,
nah, that's a disrespect. I'm
especially because
like,
your wham as well. So the double tap feel like it's like, bro, trust me, bro. The double tap is a part.
And look at it this way, and I can sit there and say, I can tell you a situation where Marvin would have to say some shit. But let's say.
What do you mean, have to say some shit?
In in a situation where he'll feel like, come on, bro, I can't not say nothing. Okay. So you're, like I said, Marv, yeah, you know what I mean? Got a table or whatever, a couple babes, you know what I mean? Couple mandem, you know what I mean? You've got a couple babes or whatever, you know, let's say you've got your people. Let's say I pop up with my missus, and we're there all on the table, whatever. Don't know my missus like that, but all on the table, babes and this, your vibes in, you know what I mean? Let's say it's your table as well, you know what I mean? I'm there or whatever, and my missus is booming, yeah? I'm not saying nothing, we're chilling. Your chicks are looking at you like,
I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm still not saying that.
Your dicks are looking at you like, yo,
I'm not gonna lie to you. There might be a couple murmurs under people's breaths, and people might be like, right, my man's girl stinks because of what's happening. But I'm not gonna take it, that's your girl. But if it's a random girl that you bring over to the table, then I'm gonna say, Keith, she has to come off the table. But if it's your girl, there's a certain level of.
So we just have to firm it.
Wait. All right, cool. So the same way he's respecting his brethren's girl, yeah. It's the same way I'm saying to you that I know I could tell my bridges.
Now, you don't respect us as well.
The reason why it's
because he wouldn't want her to look mad.
Yeah, you're doing that I respect, innit? But he's also not telling that I respect as well.
So what about if her bum was showing? Her dress is split open.
Yeah.
She realized. She felt the breeze.
Yeah, but one of her girlfriends will tell her
first. No, but that's different.
Okay, cool, Google. But I've seen it and I'm not expected to tell you. What should I tell her?
Tell her.
Oh, now I should talk to her.
Nah, but no, you have to tell me. Don't tell her. Tell me.
I'll tell you first.
You have to tell me.
What if she's over there?
No, I'll tell her immediately.
What if she's over there?
Then I'll run over, bro.
You don't need to tell her first.
Tell me and I'll tell her.
You're on the other side. You're on level 3.
Or I'm on the other side.
Yeah, what is the semantics here, blood?
She's over there.
So we can't tell people that, like, we genuinely can't say nothing.
It's R&B slow jam. She's on that side and you're on that side. I can't cut you.
Yeah, R&B slow jam. Nah, tell her. If it's R&B slow jam, you have to tell her, bro. Fuck that.
But why are you telling him if you know that, at the end of the day, if you know the girl and she's there, they say,
she's looking mad, isn't it?
Your dress is thingy.
It's the same with the lips.
It's not the same thing, bro. Because the dress is like, it's some form of nudity.
Dry lips
people can see.
And bum showing is two different whoops, bro. You can't compare that.
Two different whoops.
You can't compare that, bro. You can't compare that.
Now, I'm looking at the smelly thing, bro. Like, it's crazy because, bro, it gets to a point where someone has to say something.
So, no, but why haven't
but that's you though.
It's your girl.
No. Let's say I'm not saying that. No. That's my thing. Facts. No, I'm saying like.
So you want someone to tell her?
No. Let's say I can't smell it for whatever reason. So everyone's
in love.
No, not even that, bro. Like I said,
if you've been spending
all day with someone, you might not be smelling it. You know what I mean? Your nose has got used to it or whatever. Yeah. We're chilling. Somebody has to say something.
Nah, I hear you though, because it's like when certain girls like do a full shift at work and then just come to you.
Because the respect thing. The muttering under the breaths as well. You know,
can you shower, please? Like, what?
I'd rather you tell me my girl stinks or me and her can cut than we chilling there all night. But like let's just say I don't. I would know and I wouldn't even be there.
So you want him to tell you?
Brother, yes. I don't want to be in there.
How would you react though? If Taylor came up to you and said, yo, I can't lie, your girl stinks.
But maybe I may not be there, but I'm leaving.
No, but I'm not going to say like that.
But where's the awareness though for everyone?
What do you mean?
As in, there's no way my girl gets spawned, I won't know.
But that was the whole point. But that was the same argument. That was the same argument I presented when I said you wouldn't stink. So you wouldn't be in a scenario where you stink and then be stubborn and stay there. Same argument.
No.
How is it not the same
argument? But Marvin, what if you didn't come to the dance together though?
Your girl wouldn't stink.
You met each other there.
But his girl's not stinking, bro.
I hear that, but I'm saying, but I might check my girl. Because the thing is with me, I believe I'm very aware of what's going on. So there's times where
everyone believes they are though.
I am as in like big on smells, as in like I'll be chilling and if I leave my house and I haven't put on perfume, I'll remember immediately, oh shit. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, man use certain deodorants, whatever. So I'm aware of smell, innit? So if I smell something, I'll be like, what's that? So for me, it's like I'm aware of that. And even how my girl dresses, like you represent me anyway. So there's no way like you're gonna come to me and I don't know what's going on at all. What you're looking like, how you smell like.
So why can't I say that?
Marvin says you're a representative of this brand.
I lied.
Why can't I say
you're letting
that?
The brand
why
down right now?
What?
Because you're not part of the brand, bro.
Yeah,
I'm not part of the brand.
No.
It's not your girl.
It's him and his girl, the co-founders of the brand.
I lied.
Why are you trying to act?
Because by default, I'm his brethren, so I understand his brand. So I
okay, but you're not part of it though.
Whether you like it or not, I am a part of it.
A man said that.
We're on the same fucking podcast, but what are you talking about? We're not a part of it.
No, I'm talking about him and his girl.
No, but that's my association with Marv.
Like I said, that is, you know, you and your girl, bro.
Exactly.
This is not in line with your brand value.
LVMH.
It's not in line with your brand value.
No,
but I hear what Billy said in terms of like, LVMH, even though you got Moet and Hennessy and whatever, but Hennessy can't tell Chanel what they can do.
They can if you...
No,
if
they cannot.
But if you're doing something wrong...
No,
they can't. Wait,
wait, wait. Nah, they can't.
They
actually can't.
They can't.
Wait.
Do you know who can tell someone? That's what happened.
Whoa.
Do you know who can tell someone?
No, but what is that?
The light.
That's going to fuck up the thing, no?
I don't think so.
Keith, I beg let me get skills, please.
I don't think so. The only person that, in LVMH, the only person that can say is like the president or someone on top that is overseeing all the brands.
Yeah.
For example, if maybe we had like a manager for PR, for example, and then they stare out and they're like, yo, Marv, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, because you're in the right. Cool. But Chanel can't say to Moet or Hennessy, you can't do this because, no.
But what are you trying to say here? That he's Chanel and I'm Moet?
No, I'm just saying.
I think so.
Two
different brands are under the same parent brand. Mm.
So who's the parent brand?
Exactly. In this example, there's no parent brand.
I thought he was the parent brand. That's my point.
No. What I'm just saying.
Now you're both sister brands.
Yeah, what I'm just saying is I'm the fashion house here. So for example, me and my girl are Chanel, you're Hennessy, whatever. So we're under the same umbrella, but we're not the same fashion house.
But our understanding is, I'm not talking about that. This is where we're getting it wrong.
No, you don't get what I'm saying. But you're
explaining.
No, you as my brethren, you can come to me and talk to me about whatever.
Yeah.
In general,
yeah.
In terms
wait. So that why can't I tell you those things?
No,
brother. Do you see my point?
You're not getting what I'm saying.
But do we not have a level of understanding as Bregens?
No, we do. But remember, initially you said that can you go to my girl and tell her not come to me?
Mm.
Can you go to my girl without me even knowing anything?
Yeah.
And tell her whatever.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying no.
Yeah.
I'm saying me and you have an understanding but even that, for example, me and you are so cool that I can come to you with certain things, but there's some things I can be like, do you know what? Maybe let me just leave this one alone.
So if you...
Her lips are dry. I've noticed it. Like, for example, if I get somewhere and your girl's got some dusty shoes on, like...
yeah, but I'm not putting you in that situation.
But why is it anyone's business, bro? If it's my girl, if her lips are dry, they're dry for me, bro.
So my point is...
I'm the one that's going to be lips for dry lips, bro. If she stinks, it's me.
Wait,
don't stink for no one else, bro.
She's been stinking up our environment.
Yeah, but my girl, though.
Imagine I get in, your girl's wearing kitten heels, yeah? Obviously, man don't... Like, kitten heels are dead, innit? So man see your girl getting kitten heels. Can I come to you and say, Tate, what the fuck is your girl wearing?
You're gonna look like that.
I'll think it in my head.
No,
that's a matter of opinion.
But I'm not saying no, nothing.
That's a matter of opinion.
You can't do that.
You're right. You know what I mean? That's subjective. Some stuff is objective.
No.
Everything is subjective.
Not kitten heels.
Certain men have different smell thresholds, bro. Chimana stinks everyone, bro.
What?
Yeah,
Chimana stinks everyone.
No, but if you smell hot, there's a smell, bro.
Yeah, true.
I'm hot,
bro. But everyone ain't going to detect the smell.
I'm not talking about, she smells like flowers and I like strawberries.
She smells like ass.
I'm not talking about
clean.
She smells like last week.
And certain man might appreciate that smell, bro.
And we are not those men.
You say certain man might appreciate it.
Facts, bro.
Okay, then I've learned something new about you then.
What? I'm not saying
No. I mean, on that day, the girl comes around. Okay, wait, hold on. Let me ask you a question, yeah? So you go on a 2-on-2. So this is more intimate.
Okay, a team man step.
Okay.
So you and Keith.
Yeah.
Two girls roll.
Yeah.
Are they their girls? Or just two girls that they're linking?
No, it's Keith's girls.
Mm-hmm.
But Keith has a fetish for smells, for example. So did you
why,
so,
why
so,
Marvin can't have a fetish for smells?
No, I'm just saying.
Now you're more likely.
No.
Why is it probably more likely, though?
Nah, I'm just saying.
Why is he more likely?
I don't know.
But let's just say, either or, yeah. One of you have a fetish for smells, yeah. So you know you could be potentially around that smell.
No, this
you wouldn't
this,
go.
No, but this isn't even making sense.
Now this example's mad.
This example's mad.
There's too many like in the diagram.
No, because someone said, yeah, in regards to letting it happen on the table, because it's his girl, I won't say anything.
I'm just on this thing of, bro, like, if she stinks, if she looks bad, bro, that's for me to deal. That's
but
my girl,
but do you
girl,
know?
Bro. What? I would know. Of course
no,
I would
no,
know.
I,
in this example, I don't know, though.
Okay, but I'm just making sure you know. If you know and you say it's cool, then I'm leaving it alone, you know?
Oh, so you're just making okay then.
Yeah,
I'm
going to bring it
so
up again.
So you don't care if I change anything. You just care if I know. You just let me know.
Because I know you, and I know you wouldn't stand for this. But if you now let me know you stand for it, I'm like, all right, cool.
All right, say no more then. Fair enough, I understand it.
But my thing is, do you know what it is? You see me, yeah? I've always...
Okay, wait. Let me ask a question, yeah? Do you let pets go in the bedroom? If you had a dog, would you let it go in your bed?
No way.
I wouldn't let it go in my bed.
No way.
But I would let it come in my bedroom.
Come in your bedroom?
Mm. Would you?
This guy's on a pause thing. What's wrong with you, man?
No, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying
no,
would you?
That's what he's
no,
saying.
No, elaborate, bro.
As in the dog, the
yeah,
dog, dog
that,
the
let it through the door.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, nah, I heard that. I heard that. It's normal.
Are you on that?
On my bed.
The pets no. in your room.
I don't get what's going on here.
Nah.
No, no, wait.
Nah.
So, okay, cool. So if me and you are chilling mm-hmm. and then your girl is going to your, me and you live together,
mm-hmm.
your girl's in the yard,
mm-hmm.
you've gone to the toilet quickly. She grabs the dog and she's running upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong for stopping her saying, yo, we don't let pets upstairs?
Yeah.
I'm wrong for doing that.
No, you're not wrong. You're
I
right.
should do that.
No, you know why? Because you're enforcing the rules that we agreed on. If we both agree.
No, but it's your girl.
No, but I'm saying if we both agree, no pets upstairs.
But it's
upstairs,
your girl.
So? Rules are rules, bro.
No, there's no rules.
In the club saying you can't stink, bro.
No, there's no rules in the club saying you
can't be dry, bro.
No, I'm talking about addressing his girl. I'm talking about stopping his girl.
Yeah, no, you can. Yeah, exactly. But you're enforcing a rule in our house that you live in.
You both live in.
Oh, so I can do that.
Yeah, but that's because you're enforcing a rule that we've agreed.
Yeah, but some people will say they wouldn't speak to their girl. They'll speak to him first, and he will speak to his girl.
Okay, yeah, but that's either or.
It's too late.
I don't think as a, if you tell me like, yo, your girl brought a dog in the room, can you tell to bring it downstairs? That's not wrong. If you tell my girl, yo, we don't let dogs upstairs, that's not wrong either.
But I'm, oh, all right, cool. So what if you come out now? You're like, no, Taze, it's cool. I'm looking at you like...
Whoa. Now, then you've got to G-check me like, bro, we agree, no dogs upstairs.
Also, we have the argument in front of your girl.
No, you don't. It don't have to be an argument, but just, you can address me like, yo, we agreed, no dogs upstairs.
And you're telling me, no, but it's my babies, bro, but chilled.
Then it's war, bro. Then it's war. You know what I'm trying to say? If we agreed on a rule, we agreed on a rule, bro.
Fair.
I feel like some stuff... I hear it, you know what I mean? I guess some people wouldn't be cool with it. For me, if my girl smells and she's in public and it's looking mad, you know, say something.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
I just can never imagine it happening still.
No, for me, like, that's not a scenario I could see myself in. But if by some unfortunate whatever, man ends up in that situation, for me, say something. Because I would rather be heated at, even in the moment at one of the mandem saying something than for the whole place to be
I can
just
give,
laughing at
me. Because I can actually give you a real life example, yeah?
Swear down.
So, one of the mandem, yeah?
Hey,
like, again, if he has a 9-hour shift, but we go out, for example, some of us don't work, so we can get ready at home and go raving fresh.
Okay.
Whereas he might stay out and then meet us late. He had a chance to freshen up.
Okay.
So when we go out now, it's feeling a bit flagrant.
Okay.
But if I've done that, I'm not moving around. I'm in the corner.
Now, but you used to watch that nigga put on dirty clothes, go out, bro.
Oh.
Jason would watch man fold the gobs and put them in the corner just to put them on again tomorrow.
So Vinny, I'm talking to you. So two examples. One day, this guy phoned me, you know.
Yeah.
I said, blood. I said, what? I said, yo, this guy legit smells like a wet dog. I said, oh, did you bump into him? He said, yeah, I bumped into him. I said, oh, so why didn't you tell him?
Why am I telling him?
Why am I telling him?
Yeah,
why
wait, but is it just your brethren, not his brethren?
He knows, Donny.
Yeah, no, but does he know well enough to tell him that he's
bro?
At that point in time, I didn't know him like that.
yeah, then he done the right thing.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's not many men I know well enough to tell them they smell.
Facts, bro.
I can't lie to you. I don't care if you smell. I'll just move away.
Not like that, bro.
I didn't come with you to the venue.
Remember when the babes...
Even if I did, bro.
There was a babe that was talking about him. And she was like, there was a get-together because he's one of the bridges or whatever. There was a get-together at the yard. And in her house, there's rules where you take your shoes off when you get in the crib. She's like, you had to tell him to put his kicks back on, bro. She was like, the smell that came from inside the box or whatever, told him, put your shoes back on.
Hey.
That's changing rules in people's yards.
Well, she says, I don't mind if you walk around the crib with your kicks on. Put them back on.
Oh,
that's
that
how bad
key.
She
so
was.
Am I in the wrong if I bring a babes here?
Yeah.
So like the man never drink up.
Yeah.
And she stinks. She's bonging out the living room.
Of course,
because you man and my boys, you don't got to firm it.
No, you're on the wrong. Yeah, you're on the wrong.
You and your babes.
I'm not
on,
telling
bro.
Her. I'm firming it.
But do you know though?
Of course, but I'm sitting in it, bro.
Yeah, then of course you're on the wrong, bro. You're getting kicked out.
Taser, we're gonna give you and
keep me out in front of my girl.
Taser,
you are crazy. We're all firming this, bro.
You're leaving.
We're giving you and the babes.
You have to go, bro.
We're giving you and your babes a bottle. You looking all the vibes in the car.
We're not even giving you a bottle. You have to leave, man.
I have to leave.
You have to do something. Because remember, this is not a rave.
So you're not going
to
apply pressure?
No, but you forget what I'm saying here. This is not a rave. This is not a big venue. Man invited you to the yard.
It's
the yard,
too intimate, bro.
There's only two rooms.
Not even that many windows like that,
stinks, bro.
It's not my fault.
You have to open the window. It's cold, bro. You don't
offer the oud that you wear, man. No,
that'll make it worse. What's an offer?
That's oud, a mad mixture, bro.
Hey.
Nah, fuck. Now, the smelling thing's crazy, though. A bad smell can actually make you throw up.
But you should have told my man to wash his clothes, though.
I did, bro. Just some people. It's habit, bro.
Yeah. Now, but if a man don't know to wash your clothes,
bro, that's what I'm saying.
Certain man can't be saved. I can't lie.
Yeah.
What was I gonna say? Is there anything, Billy, that like is grinding your gears? Because I know you've always got an opinion on something.
You've been pissing me off recently. What's been pissing?
Billy's
me
always
off?
Got an opinion on something.
I don't even know.
I see the XL bully thing you've done.
Yeah.
But you like them dogs?
Nah, I hate them still. I hate dogs. I hate animals in general. Still, I don't hate them. I'm scared of them. I'm terrified of animals. But with dogs though, specifically, I've had bad experiences with dogs. I can't lie. Too many bad experiences.
What, Imani, obviously, I know in London that like, certain people have dogs, but dogs are not like a massive thing in London, like in terms of like the black community. Like, no, people have dogs, but is it like one of those things where
I was born in Ireland, didn't it? I was born in
That's
Ireland.
Why.
His accent.
It
makes
thickens.
Sense now.
What do you mean?
The
because I said to you, you're from Manny, but you don't sound like you're from Manny. But you said
I don't sound like I'm from Ireland either.
No, but you. But now
you.
Said,
you kind of do.
Yeah. Now you said it. There's like a mix to it.
Yeah.
How long were you in Ireland for?
Till I was 12.
I was born
a ranger.
What? Billy, you're gonna let your 45. How old are you, bro?
20 still.
So you lived in Ireland longer than Manny.
Yeah, just about. Why is everyone like, I don't get it.
No, because you're moving like, I'll go to Ireland, but I'll move when I was like two.
Nah, but you know what
you
it is, though.
Like 12 years
nah,
old.
You know what it is.
That's
let me break it down to you, though,
seven.
Bro. It's about life experience, bro. Dex. It's where you was when you went through certain experiences. That's where you're from, bro. If man go through high school and all these other things, bro, in Manny, then I just feel like I'm from Manny. Because if I go back to Ireland now, I don't feel like I'm at home. Because I was so young when I left.
What was
so young when I left?
What
was so young
when
you left?
You're 12, bro. 12 is a big age.
12 is year 11. No, sorry. Year 7.
Year 7, 8.
So I came to Ireland. I came to the UK and they put me straight into year 8, innit? And then ever since then, I've been here, bro. So that's high school. That's college. That's uni.
They are
my first experiences, bro.
But allow
me. Niggas, you didn't even finish yet.
What were people saying about your accent in year 8?
That's what they never said nothing like that, bro. Be honest. Like, I didn't have a mad Irish accent.
Oh, so you weren't the Irish boy in
school. It's also Manchester, bro. What are they gonna say?
What part of Ireland were you from? Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland.
Dublin, still Republic of Ireland. Still. I was from a place called Thingness. Do your homework on Thingness, bro. That place is treacherous. Like.
Thingness.
Thingless. Thing.
Is that where things you know Chucky does the Vice?
Yeah, it is. It's Thingless. That's my block still. That's
yeah,
where I'm from.
See? Mad. Yeah, it's mad over this.
Bad.
Bad block.
Yeah, it's mad over this.
That's where your parents moved at.
Yeah.
They're like, fuck this place, man. Fucking.
Oh, my parents are Nigerian, bro.
Man said, fuck it, this place.
That's dumb, you
know?
Hey.
What was the question about dogs? Yeah, that the XL bully thing. I don't like dogs. And obviously, I didn't even know what's happening about the XL bully thing. I'll be honest with you. I just seen they were getting banned. So obviously, when I went there, man, generally went there with like an inquisitive nature. Like,
no, you didn't.
No, in my life, I did it because I actually wanted to know more about what was going on.
You see, Billy, when he went there, he was like asking them questions, but he was like, he was trying to catch them out. There was one dude who said something. He was like, "So you care about dogs?" He's like, "Yeah." I was like, "What about Black Lives Matter? Do you care about Black Lives Matter?" The brother's like,
"No," because I asked one girl. Yeah, I said to her. So, what, you came from Leicester to London for XL bullies? Yeah, she's like, yeah. So, what, did you come from BLM? So like, nah.
That's wild though. That's proper wild.
Yeah, but we know people care about like dogs more.
But one thing I will say throughout this whole XL bully thing, you know what I mean? I think it's sad that people are losing their pets or whatever. Let me start off with that. Yeah? Clear that up.
You think it's sad that people are losing their pets?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's sad. But let me land. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'd say 80 to 90% of people I've seen with XL bullies, yeah? I've not seen, you know what I mean, a functioning member of society.
Mm. Yeah, exactly though. If you see the type of people I'm interviewing, bro, they're not. Bro, they're like,
bro,
12 people combined in that whole protest, bro.
I saw one of them protests or one video where they were standing in solidarity, yeah? And I can't lie to you. I was like, they look like people that would, they're still bullies.
Now
like, every
say,
single person I saw there looked like they tapped the
bro,
type of
they
person.
They should
like
take Jeremy the bullies Carson. And the bully owners as well, bro. They're both as dangerous as each other.
Because
if you, if you've seen the threats I've been getting since that video came out,
I swear.
Bro, they're on to me.
Yeah, obviously.
Bro. No, boy. But if you see the types of people that own those dogs, bro, of course they're gonna be on
bro,
to man.
Carry on, bro.
But it is what it is.
They're gonna be on to you.
And you know, what was crazy with the conversation, because people were like, nah, it's, you know what I mean? It's not even the dogs, it's the dog owners. Da, da. And yes, it's you exactly, people. Exactly, it's you. You know what I mean? And bro, because so they're like, it's the dog owners. And I was like, and every single one, like the majority of them, I was like, deviant.
Did it ever feel unsafe?
Of course, but that's like the environment that I thrive in. I can't lie to you, bro. The more I feel like I'm about to get banged in the face, that's when I clock, yo, I'm doing well.
What was the show and thing called again?
GRM.
Yeah.
Unprovoked.
What was that like?
Yeah, and that's the same thing, bro. There's bad times I'm feeling like, bro, I can't tell if my man knows that I'm joking or not, but I just got to keep going, bro. You know the one that I was convinced I was going to get banged in the face with Back Row G? I was convinced he's going to stand up and kick me in the face. But he didn't, though. He was a good sports, though. I got to give it to him. But apparently, his brethren came out of jail and was onto me. He's got a brethren called DS, yeah. And I made a joke about him in the interview. And he said, next time I saw Back Road, he said to me, bro, when DS came home, the first thing he said was, where's Billy? Yeah, it's peak.
So they'll take this suspect.
But yeah, over here, bro, like we always say, you know, there's a fine balance because certain people take it to heart. Same as me, you know, when we used to do Mornings Unfiltered, you know, interviewing man or whatever, ask some questions, you know what I mean? He was a good sport. He's laughed it off. His brethren, bro, they were downstairs, you know, talking about, you can't ask them questions, bro. I'm like, bro, it's 8 in the morning and this man want to swing. Like, yo. Yeah,
nah, a lot of times, it's actually the goons. It's not even the rappers, though. Because the rappers understand. They experience in the industry. They get it. You know what I'm trying to say, bro? And obviously, bro, the more viral clips you get, that's promotion for them as well. But their brethren just don't get it. Bro.
So what's the biggest disrespect you've received? Like, in the moment, you didn't know it was a disrespect, but after you look back and thought, what?
Well, I got disrespected.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Anyone could be like even someone inviting you somewhere. You're like,
I don't think there's any that stand out to me. You know, like disrespects. Like, I don't take things personally. I can't lie to you. I only take anything personally. The bigger disrespect that I've received. That's a good question, still. But I don't know. There's nothing pops into my mind. What about you, look?
I saw the thingy brother though that was in your pod, and the white brother.
Oh, Jordan McCann.
And he got onto your brethren, said something to him.
Nah, but you know what it is. And that was slightly like, staged though.
Oh, is it?
Because they obviously man came late to the pod that day, innit? And they were planning on pranking me, innit? So they basically told Jordan to like pretend like he's about to punch him up, innit? Like to get to me, but I didn't give a shit. I'm just sat there figuring, if he punches him up, that's viral, bro. What the fuck, man? Like, they thought I was going to stand up and stop it, bro. I was taking it off, man. That's what they say.
Them man said, just for me. Hey, bro. Man says a million views.
That's what they say, it's viral, bro. That episode went crazy, though. I can't lie.
Where is that brother from?
He's from Manny, still. So Salford. Okay, cool. He's a crazy guy.
Which one is that one?
Jordan McCann.
I know, bro, but I know he's white.
Yeah.
But because there's a few of them, but I'm confused.
I don't know how to describe it. He's done a fire in a booth. I think that's the biggest thing he's done.
He's a rapper, isn't
he? Yeah, he's a rapper.
Yeah,
they all are. The ones I'm thinking of.
He's the one who went on the other guy's show from Liverpool and said he knows the Bible inside out.
Then he called some wrong quote. Man called like Shakespeare or something. Man, God, where's the church that said he knows the Bible?
Well, that's quoting 48 laws of Bible. I was like, that is not the Bible.
But that's the only thing, though, with online now, it's got to the point where, like, sometimes I don't know whether you're doing this because you actually don't know.
Nah, my
or,
man.
Or you're doing it because you want to go viral. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't know sometimes. Bro, when I see stuff, that's why when I look at clips now.
Because man said he read it cover to cover.
Yeah. So some of mine are thinking, you've made that statement cool. And then it's like, right.
No, but he didn't ask enough questions. You should have asked him. So when you read it cover to cover, like, were you awake? Were you sober? Like, what state were you in when you reading the Bible, bro? Because you can't quote Winston Churchill and then say that's from the Bible. That's too different. You can't do that.
But the thing is, he might have seen it somewhere and thought it was from
the Bible. Yeah.
You said you read it, though.
Cover to cover. It's like the American rapper. Have you seen it? Where they're interviewing man and asking if he's been to uni. And he was like, uni would try to sign him for 15 million. And the brother was like, excuse me.
Oh, lie. That's the funniest clip I've ever seen in my life.
But you know, there's those lies or something you say, but you're like,
you can tell he's thinking of it as he goes as well, bro.
Yeah, man says, I don't know, 5, 10, 15 million tried to sign me for.
He said, I don't get a scholarship.
I don't get why people lie like that.
No, who else lies like that? LeBron.
All right, cool. Does LeBron need to lie?
But he does.
That's the worst. No, but those are the worst lies. Those are the lies where you don't need to lie, but you're still doing it. Like, for what reason? Why did you lie?
No, but LeBron's lies are for PR.
Bro, nah, his lies are bloody hilarious.
You can see why he does it. Like, even like, whenever he's got a book,
it's always upside down.
The book might be upside down. Or he's always got like the first couple pages open.
I can't remember the quote. Bro.
And then he'll say to you, he always gives these generic answers that anyone could give.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Liverpool one was Fox, but even the Fox one was the Rashford one. Remember that one where they were doing the interview And Rashford said like a quote that manager gave to him. And straight away LeBron was like, that's my favorite quote. Before he even finished the sentence, that's my favorite quote. Yeah, like, bro, like, why did you have to do that though, bro? Like, no one asked.
Have you seen the one?
That's the barbershop one.
Have you seen the one where LeBron was basically acting like he basically invented the deluxe album?
Where's
Two Chains.
Yeah, where's like that? Told him, do this.
And niggas are like, best described the
deluxe.
Now, the worst one is the Migos one, bro. You might know
what
the Migos one.
I'm listening to Migos
since
this year,
and they weren't even outside them times. They probably didn't even know each other them times there, bro. You know how fucked that is, bro.
But you know, as a, in terms of basketball IQ, his basketball IQ is fucked.
Yeah, it has to be, bro.
No, bro. I mean, it is. There's one interview here. Where he's doing a press conference and they're saying, "Ah, do you remember something? The play in this quarter, whatever, bro." No word of a lie, he's described the play like literally second by second, bro. Like that's like, for example, them saying to Saka, "Ah, what happened when you get defended against? What happens when blah blah blah?" And that's like him saying, "Yeah, well, when I got defended against, Kyle Walker was on the right, and I saw him speak to Grealish." But then the keeper was by the left post. Like, he described...
But you don't feel like basketball players are easy to predict than football players. Because, less people
because the thing is, they play the clip as he's saying it, bro. And it's like, he's watching the clip. Literally, like, it's like... there's no, like, I think this... No, it's like, this happened and then this happened. The ball came off the backboard, got caught by this person. He went to go to the left, went to the... But it's mad. It's like, because they say that he's so good at basketball that like, they don't need a coach on. There's times where coaches have said, Bron's called a play and I've just been like, cool. Like, I'm not even involved. Like, he's so in his bag and he understands the game so well that he's telling people what to do. Even Anthony Davis the other day, he was like, drive through his chest and go to the basket so he can't use his height. Anthony Davis done it. The brother couldn't use his height. But it's mad like how he knows the game. It's crazy, bro.
But anyways, I feel like that's probably why he's so dumb in every other area though. Cause all of his brain cells just go to that one sport, and anything that's not basketball, he doesn't know shit. That's how I feel.
Man said first, man said, see what, CTE?
You know what I'm trying to say? Cause certain man like geniuses, they're geniuses in one area, but they don't know shit about anything else, bro. Like Albert Einstein, that man that knew science, bro, but anything else, I guarantee you don't know anything.
Yeah, any Einstein other area. Probably didn't know much about women.
Literally. So yeah. It depends. Everyone's got their own specialty.
It's true though. It's actually true.
I've got their own specialty.
What's your speciality though? What do you think your speciality is?
Well, academic wise.
Just in general in life. And like, if someone says to you, what are you good at, Billy?
I feel like I'm a good like people person, conversating wise.
Where are you from?
What do you mean?
Country.
Nigel though.
Nigerian ones. Like,
you're doing this again.
I'm telling you, there's something special about us, man.
What if he said Uganda?
I just don't want to say anything.
What part of Nigeria are you from?
Lagos.
No, in terms of like what tribe?
Yoruba. Like, what would you say?
This
conversation.
You think you're a dickhead,
bro. Master,
you ain't
special, nigga.
How long have you been
known each other? Not that long, you know, like a year still.
Oh, okay.
Man's been with him like almost every day for the past year, so literally. But yeah, I'll probably say like conversating or just being good with people, like, you know, like reading people's energy, like knowing like when to make someone laugh or when to be serious, and like naturally, I'll probably say just like people skills.
You were sick on your grilling episode though.
Yeah.
I knew she wouldn't be able to get you. She was struggling, man.
Yeah, you know what's fucked, bro? You know, like when I left that grilling episode, I didn't think that was even that funny. I didn't think it was that funny. You know, like when you're filming content, you know, okay, that's going to go viral. That was funny. That's that. But with that, I didn't get that feeling from it.
Do you know I think your best thing is? I think is your wit. I wouldn't say conversation. I feel like Billy's always got something coming. Like, I've rarely seen something happen.
I'm happy that he stopped himself still. I'm happy he stopped himself. Billy's got something. Yeah, say no more.
What, wit?
No, because he's trying to act like he didn't know, but it's calm.
What are you talking about?
Nah, it's fine, it's fine. Finish your point. Finish your point. I'm happy he stopped yourself.
You men on the must be from St. Billy's, because I don't know what the fuck's happening over here, bro.
Nah, but it's good that he stopped yourself. So, Billy, I've always got something, what?
What?
He said Billy's always got something.
To say?
Yeah, calm.
What else are we going to say?
No, nothing. I'm not saying he's going to say anything else.
Brother, I am baffled right now. Because this brother busts up like he understands everything.
I understand why he reacted the way he reacted.
Yeah, but it's calm. You said what you said, didn't you? You landed nicely, innit? There was a bit of turbulence, but you landed.
Might will pull out the mic, you know? What's going on here, man?
You landed nicely still. Yeah,
landed grilling. I said you landed nicely still.
I'll pull out the mic still. I don't know what's going on. But yeah, I think it's your wit.
You know, the grilling thing was fucked. So I can't lie. Because when that first clip posted, bro, it got like 13 million views on TikTok in like 24 hours, bro.
Who was it?
Bro, was a mad thing. It was a clip of, she asked what my favorite sex position is. I said the motorbike.
Yeah, I remember that.
That shit just went crazy everywhere, bro. I can't, the thing about the internet, bro, the shit you don't expect to pop off.
Because when he said the motorbike, because in your mind, you're like, the fuck is the motorbike, bro? Because that's the first thing you think
what
of.
What is the motorbike?
Gee, I can't say that, bro. I can't give it away.
You're beating like that. Or you got some
for laugh.
No, but you got some
positions that bad to do.
Yeah, the hell was Angel's positions, but what the motorbike?
Yeah, it's fucked, bro. But you know what it is though. It's the thing that start conversation that usually pop off the most. It's not even the thing that's just funny. If it starts a conversation, because comments boost things in the algorithm more than likes. That's what I clocked.
Yeah.
Get me.
The more conversations that are being had under the post, you know what I mean?
That's why people are Andrew Tate and that dominate the internet because they're always sparking conversation, you get me?
Yeah, but Andrew Tate's obviously, but he's in that space that anything he does, people just give a chance to. Listen now, what's he saying now? Because either you're going to be mad annoyed by it or you're going to agree with it. It's one of the two.
But I'm saying he took over the internet by sparking conversation, you get me? By saying things that's going to split opinions and them kind of things. So,
and not caring about the consequence.
Yeah, at least you don't give a shit. But that's why he's hitting the cheat code, bro, because he was already up before the internet, bro. So he just literally looked at the internet as fun, bro. Like, he was blowing up for fun. He didn't actually need the internet. It was fucked.
Yeah. Well, then it just went to the next level.
What was it like in the locked-in house?
It was fun. I can't, like, when I look back at the experience, it was just fun, bro. You know, but in the moment, day by day, bro, like, me personally, I'm an overthinker, innit? So, like, naturally, the only thing I'm thinking of is, like, what people are saying, how man's being perceived, what's going in, what's not going in. That's all I'm thinking about. And I feel like, if I could go back, that's the only thing I would change. Like, just live in the moment. Because that's what ruined my experience. Just constantly thinking. But when I look back and I had fun, but I'm trying to say I had fun. And it was definitely worth it. When I look at, like, how much it boosted, man, when I came out of the house, then, yeah, it was definitely worth it still. But in the locked-in house, I learned a lot from it as well, though. I learned a lot from it. Even in terms of, like, work-wise. Because when you're working on a production that scale, like, you just pick up little things here and there. And actually, you start to understand how the industry really works. So, yeah. It was a good experience though, man. Definitely one of the better things I've done so far.
Do you watch it? Did you watch it back to see what it kind of, what they chose, what they did?
Yeah. Well, when I got in a cab, I don't even know if I can say where the yard is, innit? But it's some quay part of London, yeah. And obviously, I live all the way up in like Oldham, innit? So they got me a cab, like a 6-hour cab, innit? So in the cab, all I'm doing is on. I didn't actually watch the episodes, man. I didn't watch episodes, but I read through all the comments. Went on every app, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram. I watched every clip, read every comment. That's my thing. That I don't actually watch myself back. I just read comments. I don't know why, but I have to. If I know a video of me just dropped, I have to read the comments.
You got OCD or something?
I think so.
That's mad.
I have to read every comment, bro. I have to. And the thing, I don't even care, but they don't get to me. Like, if I see a good comment, it don't gas me. If I see a bad comment, it don't get me down. But I just have to read it. Like, I just have to see it. I don't know, man. It's weird still. But yeah, it was a lot. It was overwhelming. There was a lot to take in, though. Pause. Lot of death overall, but I can't lie to you. Have you gone?
I was gonna say, why you gotta say it like that?
Well, you man seen the hate that Joyce was getting in the recent one?
Yeah,
and I felt bad for her. I
didn't see her getting hate. I saw her with that other brother. What's it, Ginge?
Yeah, Angry Ginge.
Yeah, he came in the house.
They had others fought.
Yeah, but that's where the hate came from. His fan base.
Oh, okay. I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, like now he's probably the biggest stream in the UK right now. Say,
I swear.
Yeah. You need to remember, bro. Like. Our community is tidy, bro. Like, the where everyone's doing like big things is on that side, bro. It's the white people, realistically, bro. Like, the people that we've never heard about. Like, for example, best example I can give you, yeah? When I've gone unlocked in now, like, all of my people were saying that I'm the only person in the house that they knew. But realistically, I was the smallest person in the house, like, numbers wise. I'm trying to say so.
Yeah, that's like the Madame Joyce one, Casey.
Yeah.
I've never heard of her.
But she's bro, massive.
Yeah, I didn't know that. That's she's part saying, of, like, bro. A family. You know, when the mum and dad do the YouTube, they start it and then the kids do it and the kids got into the point where she's turned 18. Mm. She's been YouTubing since she was like 14, 15. Mm. So she's sick at it. And then she goes into the house. So I'm just seeing a white girl thinking, okay. But like every time voting, she's up there.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
She's up there. Mm. Like, they're not getting her up. Do you know what I'm saying? And you compare it to someone like who's doing their thing in their world, thinking they're lit. Go up against one of them. You know what I'm trying to say, really, bro, find out.
For me, locked in puts perspective how small our world is compared to the mainstream.
Bro. Even Danny Aarons.
Yeah, bro. Another guy I didn't know before locked in. Yeah, see? Massive.
Who's that?
Exactly. The YouTuber. Bro. That man has got millions of subscribers, bro. Across three different channels. It's fucked.
Wow.
But I watch the Sidemen. Like, I proper watch their content in it. So I've seen.
Oh, yeah, I seen you at the roast, innit?
Yeah.
And
that was funny, innit?
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah,
they
man.
They all done their thing, I can't lie.
Yeah, they're actually funny still.
Well, you watch the Sidemen, yeah?
Yeah, I watch the content.
Well, you think they're better than Beta Squad?
Nah.
You think you're Beta Squad over Sidemen?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I fuck with Chunk, Sharky.
Oh, so you're biased?
I have to. They're from my ends.
No, but I'm saying content wise, who do you think is content?
Yeah, I see Northwest in their content. So that's why I find it entertaining. Yeah, they try to.
So you're not biased then? You prefer their content?
Yeah, but however he decides to edit. But that's
but
yeah.
Bias is like even no. If the other content's better, you're still gonna swim.
Oh no! Sidemen got sick content. But it's like Harry is it Harry? Yeah, Harry.
Yeah, wrote a show. He's top.
Harry's my favorite. He's the sickest one. Is he Harry? Yeah, Harry's like he's got his lane. Like if you get it, oh my.
God. Yeah, yeah.
When no, they really. Do that,
which one's Harry? Like the ginger one.
Sidemen on Tinder. Nah, no, that's Bazinga.
Oh yeah. They're...
Sidemen on Tinder.
Yeah, he's tapped
him. Harry's him tapped. And Harry Pinero, brother, they killed that show. Mm. Like that kind of humor, I love it. But obviously, it's not something that I just watch it.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.